On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such loud crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in this heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, we are accustomed to seeing the effects of advertising. When youngsters see ways of dressing, or combing their hair, in films or on TV. They imitate them, but not the gospel. Why is the gospel so difficult to imitate? Why is it so slow in entering our hearts? These and other questions will be answered by today's gospel. The gospel tells us that it all depends on the type of the soil, on the type of the heart. Jesus assures us that even the most barren soil cannot resist the penetrating force of the seed if we allow. The first reading strengthens this idea and compares the word of God to the rain that brings life. The second reading tells us that sowing is always difficult. It is a time of pain, though not a pain of death. Let us meditate briefly on the parable of the sower and then see what it means to us. This parable should perhaps be called the parable of the soil, not the parable of the sower, because the point is not so much on what the sower did, but what the soil did, or what the soil was. The seed, as Jesus explained at the end of this gospel, is the word of God. The soil or the field is the heart, our hearts. The path on which some seed fell is the unresponsive heart, the heart that does not respond. The heart is unresponsive because perhaps it hates the speaker, or because it does not like to be reminded of a particular weakness, or it does not bother to reflect on the meaning of the message because of negligence. Therefore, the heart does not grasp the seed, the soil, the word of God. Analogically, the soil does not welcome the seed. The heart does not welcome the word of God. Perhaps sometimes this type of heart takes control of us. You may ask yourself how many times you have found yourself in this situation of the unresponsive heart. The rocky ground is the impassive heart. In the gospel, the rocky ground did not have enough soil, but the seed sprang up on that thin soil. Since the soil had no depth, it was just thin, when the sun rose, the seed was scorched and withered away. So the seed did not take any root in that thin soil. The rocky ground is the heart that has no inner conviction. It is just superficial. It fails to consider that true discipleship implies self-surrender, self-denial, self-sacrifice, service, and suffering. This is what the Apostle Paul meant in the second reading when he said, "I consider that what we suffer at this present time cannot be compared at all with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." So Paul was quite the opposite of the rocky soil. He had a deep conviction in the word of God. The rocky soil ignores the fact that the way of the cross is the only way which leads to salvation. Salvation does not just come on a silver platter. We have to toil and moil for it. And that's why, at one time, Jesus said, "Those who wish to be my followers, let them denounce themselves, take up their cross every day, and follow me." Perhaps those with rocky soil may be only enthusiastic to live according to the Catholic faith on the day of baptism, on the day of their first communion or confirmation, on the day of their wedding, their matrimony, on the day they made their religious profession, or on the day of their ordination. Those who begin with enthusiasm but come down gradually or become discouraged as they get along the way. They did not prove to be faithful and true disciples all the time. They follow the saying, "Swift to come, swift to go." In my tribe, we have the same saying which conveys, "Gata gata chonka tigebwa wabo mbeo," which loosely translates as, "Water gets hot, but it does not forget its home, coldness." So this signifies those who begin a particular task or vocation with vigor, with enthusiasm, but wither away as they get along the job, as they get along that particular type of life. Why? Because they grow on the rocky soil, the soil that has no deep, deep soil. It is just thin. On another front, thorns are the cares of this world and the lure of the world. This signifies the preoccupied heart, a heart preoccupied with the cares and riches of this world. St. Paul wrote regarding these people, "Those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, men of God, shun all this." So Paul was speaking to us with reference to this gospel. Finally, the good soil is the good heart, a receptive heart, a fertile heart, a docile heart. The word docile derives from the Latin word docere, meaning to teach. Now, docile or docility means the readiness to be taught, the humility with which to be taught, the humility to receive the message of God and allow it to bear fruits within us. This is what we all need, a docile heart. We may feel tempted to list people we know and decide which group they belong to. The seed on the path, the seed on the rocky ground, the seed among the thorns, or the seed on the ground, on the good soil. Let us not waste our time trying to classify our neighbors and ourselves. The four types of soil are to be found in all of us. In each of us, there are thorns, stones, hard rods, and good soil. We must be aware of this and try to improve our own field, our own heart, so that the Word of God may produce its fruit in us. As we all know, perhaps some of us do not know because we just grew up in town, you do not know what it means to work on the field, to grow some vegetables probably. For me, I come from the rural area where we rely on subsistence farming, so I know what it means to grow some crops. The soil is made fertile by good plowing, by weeding, by manuring, by watering, etc. Likewise, the heart is made good by weeding out our sins, by weeding out our vices, our sinful habits. We must water and manure our hearts in this sense, by hearing the word of God, by meditation, and by receiving sacraments worthily. May God bless you. Amen.